already know that if I'm going to Mr. K's, I'm coming out with some goods. If I go to Barnes & Noble, I don't always buy. Sometimes I just browse. Sometimes I just look around. If I'm going to use bookstore, I'm always going to come out with something because I'm always going to justify it by saying that, like, I wouldn't have paid that much if I was at Barnes & Noble. I'm actually in the Mr. K's in Greenville, South Carolina. I usually go to the one in Asheville, but we're going to the lake right now and it's kind of on the way. The first book I got was Fate Inked in Blood. We're going into fall. Fantasy is coming up. It's around the corner. I've heard so many good things about this. I hear so many people rave about this book. A lot of my friends who I really trust their book recommendations love this book. So I'm excited to get into this. This is kind of random because I've actually never read the first book in this series, which I think is called For the Wolf, but it's by Hannah Witten, and this one is called For the Throne. This is the second one. I've just seen so many good things about this series, and I know that I want to read it, so I saw this one for $9, and I was like, let me just go ahead and get it because I feel like I'm going to pick up the first one at some point whenever I see it. Found Belladonna for $6, so I obviously couldn't not get it. It wasn't even that high on my TBR. I just can't turn down a book that I've had my eye on for like basically $5. Like, that is insane. So I'm really excited to read this. Also, I feel like the vibes of this are very, shall I say, spooky? No, dark fantasy. I don't know, let me know. I have really not given this too much thought. I just saw it, $6, gotta get it. Last one is kind of out of left field. I feel like I don't read a lot of litfic, dystopian, or really anything other than like fantasy and romance, but I got I Who Have Never Known Men. This was $16. I have seen this a lot on TikTok. A lot of people have really loved this book, and I do want to get into more litfic. I'm pretty sure this one is dystopian, so it's like a litfic dystopian. I'm really, really excited because I've heard a lot of people say that this was amazing. My total for those four books was $45, so I feel like that's not bad.